Australians have been adjusting to a new way of life over the last few months, and there's no doubt it has been a challenge for many. But issues like isolation and limited mobility aren't new for many people living with a disability. Now there's hope a quiet housing revolution will improve their quality of life and give them more independence. Disability Affairs reporter Naz Campanella reports.
Searching for freedom started early for Fatima Anwar. The 23-year-old lives with spinal muscular atrophy and fled Afghanistan with her family a decade ago.
There's a lot of stigmatism going around about disabled people. There's no access to them whatsoever to any outing or even equipment like wheelchair.
They moved to Sydney's west, where she and her sister, who also lives with the condition, got access to wheelchairs for the first time. But while their small family home had been partially modified, accessibility was still an issue.
You could imagine a bedroom tiny with no bathroom close by and two wheelchairs in one space was difficult.
When the business master's student later decided to move out on her own, she faced limited options for accessible housing. Now she's one of more than 13,000 people who are using specialist disability accommodation funding in their NDIS plans. She lives in an apartment with accessible bathrooms, voice recognition technology to open the blinds.
Alexa, lower living blinds.
And reinforced concrete for a wheelchair hoist. She also uses funding to choose and pay for support workers. And when they clock off, there's a concierge with an on-call carer. Accommodation like this is popping up across the country, including in Brisbane, where sisters Sam and Jamie Lee Dwyer live. They have the neurodegenerative condition Friedreich's ataxia, and Sam explains they previously lived in accommodation they describe as aged care.
We weren't allowed to choose what support workers helped us. We didn't have a lot of choice for what food they gave us.
She says she no longer feels isolated and can now decorate and have friends over.
We can finally do what we want to do and feel like we're involved in the community and getting to live like other young people.
But Mary Mallett, the CEO of Disability Advocacy Network Australia, is hesitant about seeing people return to group living.
For the sector who've been advocating for people to move out of large institutions for years and years, we are a bit worried that these congregate settings, these clusters or large clusters of units and houses, they're potentially reverting back to more institutionalised settings.
Whatever it's called, Fatima Anwar says her quality of life has changed forever.
I have so much more independence. I get to learn a lot more about myself. I learned a lot of cooking and I burned a few dishes. Just managing my time, financial stability is all the things that being in a family is taking care of. But once you move out, you have to actually consider those things as well.
That's student Fatima Anwar ending that report by Naz Campanella.